Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, Houston. This is Rashard Alexander here today to talk to you about car accidents. It's a particular case out of Dallas that is really interesting, and I think that anyone that's driving on the roads or that's recently bought a car should be made aware of what's going on with this situation. But how about those Astros before we get into that? They're doing really well. When I moved down here from Charlotte, North Carolina, I was kind of questioning, you know, what should I use as like my logo colors for my firm and whatnot. And I thought, you know, hey, man, the Houston Astros, I really have never lived in a city that had a baseball team. And it would be pretty cool to have the same colors as the baseball team. And now magically, they're just like taking off, and Correa and Altuve, they're crushing it. Springer's crushing it. But so we're hoping those guys make it to the World Series and win it. But getting back to the subject at hand, so we're going to talk about this car accident case today. It's really interesting. It's an old case, actually. The situation happened back in 2013. So a brief summary of what happened is that a couple by the name of Marcia and Matthew Sibachan, and I may not be saying their last name right, but Sibachan or Sibachan, in 2013, they were... it was around Christmas time, and they were heading up to the Texas Hill Country to spend Christmas with their family. And they were driving a Honda Fit, which is, if you know like what a Honda Fit looks like, it's a really kind of compact, small car. But they were struck by a Toyota Tundra pickup that was heading in the opposite direction, or coming in the opposite direction from them. It swerved into the lane and hit them. And pretty much, you know, you can imagine what a Toyota Tundra would do to like a, let's say a Geo Metro, or just a small car in general, what you would think it would do to one of those types of cars. So I believe it flipped it on its side, and it caused a fire. You know, the car started to burn and whatnot, and as it was burning, they were trying to escape from the vehicle. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They didn't know, well, they may have known that their car was in a previous car accident. They had bought their car, and the car was in a previous car accident. But unbeknownst to them was the fact that when you get into a car accident, your car is required to be repaired according to OEM specifications. And that basically means that the auto body shop is supposed to follow original equipment manufacturer specifications to correct the damage to the vehicle in order to make sure that it's properly maintained, that it can, you know, it can get back on the road. People won't have any problems with it. They won't get injured on the highways and byways if something goes wrong in front of them or around them or something like that. Well, in this case, the car caught on fire, so they didn't have any other way to really escape. And the way that they were positioned in the car, they should have been able to kick the roof off of the car to get out of it. And the OEM standards or specifications for the Honda Fit required that this car be welded. The roof was supposed to be welded to the rest of the body. And instead of using welding techniques, the body shop, John Eagle Collision Center in Dallas, what they did was they actually used an adhesive Bondo, which is like incredibly strong. I mean, if you could think of like Gorilla Glue 100 times over, it was incredibly strong. And so it number one, it didn't bend the way it was supposed to when the car was turned over. And the expert that went back and looked at the car could tell that this car was not welded at all because of the way that the roof bent when they got involved in the car collision. So this trapped them in the vehicle. They suffered crushing injuries. They sustained significant burns. And a jury 5 days ago decided that they were going to award them over $42 million in a jury verdict. And, you know, this might be surprising to some people, but, you know, because Texas has been known to be a very conservative state when it comes to jury verdicts. One of the jurors said that if the company makes a business decision where they decide that they're going to put profit above the, you know, over the bodies of people or over humanity, they're going to make a business decision for them in that jury box. And that's what they decided to do. So in this situation, it was a $42 million verdict, and 75% of that was attributed to the behavior or the actions of John Eagle Collision Center when they decided not to weld the roof, and they decided to Bondo it, and they attributed the other 25% to the actual driver of the Toyota Tundra. So no liability on any part to the Cibachans or Marcia and Matthew, but all the liability was placed on the defendants. So this was a good verdict for the plaintiffs. But it brings us to bigger questions. You know, in the long term, what will these things mean for auto body shops and insurance companies? And what does it mean for you? Well, I mean, how do we even get to that point? What does it mean when you go out here and you buy a car and you don't know if it's been properly repaired? I mean, what does that mean for you as the consumer? What does that mean for, you know, the companies that are out here? Are they cutting corners? Because the thing about it is, when you get into a car accident, some people don't know this, some people may know this. When you get into a car accident, they're going to usually, a big insurance company is going to have two adjusters that are going to work on this, on your case. What these companies do is they will call you and they will say, hey, well, we understand you were involved in a car wreck with our person. Hey, we're going to accept liability, and we're going to give you $1,000 in your pocket for the bodily injury, and we're going to go ahead and get you set with one of our preferred providers to take care of your car needs. Well, what you don't understand and what they don't tell you when you deal with these preferred providers is that they're a preferred provider because they already have a contract established with this particular auto body shop where they're going to send all of their car wreck cases to these people in return for discounted rates as far as the repairs. Now, you know, these auto body shops, they have to make a living. I mean, you know, we understand that. Everyone has to make a living out here. But they're having to cut corners in order to reach those numbers that these insurance companies want them to meet. So they may not always repair these cars according to OEM specifications or standards. So what does that mean for you as the consumer? Well, that means that you may be in danger of being the next victim of something like this. But hopefully this will send a strong message out to insurance companies to possibly step out of this situation altogether and let people just choose where they want to go to get their car done and adhere to their warranty regardless of that. Because what they'll tell you too is that, well, hey, if you don't go to our preferred provider, then that means that we don't place a warranty on any work that is being done. So hopefully you know a mechanic or an auto body specialist or someone in your life that can refer you to someone who can help you in a situation like this. If you don't have someone that you can talk to about these types of matters, of course you have me now. You can talk to me. You can call me. But this is a very important case for, I mean, not even just for Texas, but I mean, in general, for nationwide, because these insurance companies are national. State Farm was the insurance company that was involved in the repair of this car. And so now the lawyer who obtained the $42 million verdict in this case, is now suing State Farm because it's being alleged that State Farm knew or prodded the auto body insurance company the auto body shop to repair this car at a below standard, beyond just OEM. They didn't do it according to OEM specifications. So one of the things that I think we're all thinking in a situation like this is, how can I avoid something like this, Rashard? How can I avoid being a victim of something like this? Well, I mean, you know, the reality is that, I mean, there's nothing 100% proof that you can do other than probably buy a brand new car, you know, get the Carfax on every car you buy, find out what type of wrecks it's been in, how far it's been driven, who's owned the vehicle. You know, so you want to get the Carfax if you don't buy a brand new vehicle. You always want to find out the vehicle history, where has it been, what has it been through, especially here in Houston now, Harvey. You know, there're going to be a plethora of vehicles on the market now that have been flooded. Maybe, you know, one way, at least for flooded vehicles, not to get off the subject, but for flooded vehicles, you can always just look at the upholstery and look at the, it's probably going to, at this point in time, it will probably have some type of smell to it if it's been a flooded vehicle. And there's like over a million vehicles, they've said, that are flooded here in the city of Houston. So it's very likely that you could run into one of those cars in the near future. But I guess one of the main things, you want to do is get the Carfax. Check out the Carfax on any used vehicle that you buy. You want to take your vehicle to a shop that you know and trust. That's probably the second thing. Always take your car to someone that you know and trust. It doesn't, if they tell you, hey, well, we're not going to, you know, adhere to this warranty on this preferred, because that's not a preferred provider for us. Well, you know, hey, I mean, if you can go with that or you can don't go with it, but you know, you just have to, you have to get a feel of, I mean, do you feel as if these people are going to do honest work for you? And I imagine now that this case has come down the pipes that a lot of auto body shops are probably pretty up in arms and really worried about, you know, not allowing these property claims adjusters from these insurance companies to come in there and just dictate how the work has to be done. Because, you know, a lot of body shop guys that I talk to say that one of the problems that they run into is, you know, the adjuster will come in and they're lowballing them on the estimate for how much the car is gonna cost to be fixed. When you get your car fixed, this is probably another thing you should think about. When you get your car fixed, you want to make sure you're getting OEM parts put on that car. You don't want aftermarket parts, you know. And aftermarket parts are basically parts that, you know, they aren't necessarily, we could say that they're made for that vehicle, but they're secondhand. They may be going to a junkyard to get those parts off of another vehicle or something like that. You know, you want brand new parts on your car. So I would look for that as well. And, you know, if you mention OEM when you're going in to get that property, when you're going in there to get your car fixed, they'll know that you're aware of what's going on out here, and they'll probably try to do a better job on your car than the average person. So you want to do that as well. Ask for OEM parts on your car. And, you know, another thing that you can always do is just say, hey, you know, I want to see the parts after you take them off. I mean, so if you can just hold them here until I come pick my car up, I would appreciate it, because that way you know for sure that, you know, you're getting that new alternator or you're getting whatever car part that you need on your car. Because, you know, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, hopefully you don't run into these types of situations. Hopefully, you know, the people that you deal with are actually going to do the right thing by you. But you know, you could get in a situation where they tell you they put a new starter on or whatnot, and you know, how will you know if you don't know what a starter is or you don't know what it looks like and they've already chunked it, or they, you know, they say they've thrown it away or whatnot. If you never get under the hood of your vehicle, you'll never really know, you know, what you have under there, so to speak. Another thing you can do is get a second opinion. I mean, you know, you get your car fixed, you know, and you went to the preferred provider And now, you know, you have a, you know, a family mechanic or somebody that, you know, you just want to run it by. Hey, does it look like they, you know, they put everything on like they're supposed to? Are there any parts kind of hanging off? You know, are the seams not meeting like they're supposed to? You know, those are things to think about. I just wanted to really talk about this. Not going to take up all your day, but I thought it was a really interesting topic because, I mean, we often don't see those types of awards in those types of cases for property damage and a personal injury matter. But, you know, I think it's going to open up a lot of people's eyes because a lot of personal injury lawyers have known, you know, for a long time that, you know, these insurance companies are trying to lowball people across the board. You know, you have people come into your office all the time and they're just so frustrated because they don't understand the process. These insurance companies have told them, you know, time and time again in the public's eye that, you know, they're going to look out for them. They care about them and this, that, and the other. And as long as you're paying your premium, they'll say that, you know, but the moment that you get into a car wreck or something like that, it becomes a much more defensive stance that they take. Like I said, that's it for me, really. You know, like I said, I just wanted to touch on that. I thought it was a really good case to go over, and I hope you guys are having a great day. It's Monday. Be positive. Be happy. You know, somebody's not waking up today, but you do have the chance to. So, you know, make the best of your day. Make the most of your life, and I'll see you again next Monday, 10 a.m. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.